Nico Bowles could have four abilities, honestly.
All right, man. Welcome to the Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
It's Mr. Worldwide, Dolly.
Parking lot.
Yeah, we have parking lot back.
Wow. So fucking bored of me. All right.
Shit. No, I love you, man.
It's because
you're my favorite turd, man. I never flush you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It's because I'm here, duh.
Yeah, man. I get my Tony back, man. At least once a week. Bring my Tony back. Tony back.
I can't help it, man.
Anyway. You gotta
understand something, man. This motherfucker was joined at the hip with me for about, 3 years? Every fucking weekend.
Yep. Frank and Sons.
Yep, Frank and Sons.
Okay. Yeah, every insane. Fucking weekend. All right. So, and that wasn't, we weren't even playing fucking Magic.
We were playing a different game.
Finger.
Nah, fuck no. Well, he tapped into it a little bit and then realized that everyone who plays Vanguard in Bakersfield is a bunch of fags. So he's like, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, they all are. Yeah,
honestly, and seriously, Bubby's it must be the only exception. Now, I can't say Bubby because I work with a gay guy and he smells pretty good. He actually plays Magic, so he actually smells really good. And then one of the bosses from Tommy, he smelled really good. But I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just not hardcore game, like card game gay guys smell like shit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like, so I've met gay dudes outside of Bubby, and they smell phenomenal. I'm just like, damn. Like,
hell yeah, man. They take care of themselves. Yeah. Fucking skin's always fresh.
Yeah,
you know, skin's clothes like base, nice. Yeah. You know,
it's insane. I'm just like, God, oh shit. What the fuck did you
cord. All I know is someone touched a cord over here.
I was about to say, like, who the fuck's fat heads that? I just realized it's not on here.
Yeah, because, someone didn't buy a female to female.
Oh.
I know, he didn't know. I didn't tell
him. It's okay. It's all
right. But, actually, I think I got one around here somewhere. I just need to find it.
Damn. Well, I can get it. Dude. I didn't do anything.
I know. I'm just going to blame you for everything. Ugh.
Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties. Like I said, we're going to be upgrading some shit here really soon.
Jesus Christ. You know what sucks? Like, I'm saving up for Vegas. And, like, Anime Expo is happening, and fucking, like, you know, a couple of the guys that we play Weiss with, X and them, they're getting hotel. Fucking hell.
Where were we even? Fuck my life, man. So you're saying something about Anime Expo.
Yeah, X and Eden are getting a hotel, and they're going to be there for all 4 days. It really fucking sucks. I kind of want to go, but I don't have the time off for both Anime Expo and Vegas. So I'm like, I want to go to Anime Expo again.
Yeah, but you're off on a Sunday. You can go up there for the day for on Sunday.
I can, but I mean, that's just one day. I don't want to fucking drive, get stuck in some bitch ass line, and be stuck with all these fat, smelly motherfuckers. You know
that's how it's gonna fucking be anyway.
Of course, but if I got to get in there early, then I can do whatever I want to early.
We're not doing the fucking like we did. But we got to go in as a vendor, you know, a day early.
I know, but you know, wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably would have been a better worker than fucking some of the guys Alan had anyways. No offense, Anthony and the other guy. I can't remember your name at the moment. Ryan and Anthony.
Well, let's move on here. So, the Mythic Championship has just happened. We have a new $1 million winner. He won $250,000 and a new laptop.
He did.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that part.
Yeah. Nice. Supposedly, he was saving up his money to buy a fucking computer because his computer was dying. Yeah. So he's all, well, I'll just wait until after the fucking tournament's over. Well, yep.
Collect his money.
He collected his money, and he collected one of the fucking, what is it, HP Omen?
Yeah. Oh, ooh. One of the Omens, yeah. Jesus Christ. I think that you can kill some with an Omen. Like, you can probably kill, like...
I think it was an Omen. I don't know what it is. It's a piece of shit.
You can kill someone with a desktop, with a tower.
Well, okay. Did you see their layout?
No, I didn't. I did not watch Championship
at all. So, basically... Just one desk. You were both sitting on both sides, and the planeswalker symbol on the side.
Garbage.
Yeah, parking lot. Love the desk.
I like the way the desk looked aesthetically. The setup itself, okay, not great.
It was an octagon with three.
It was basically
tables to fucking play at.
Three to play. So it was three games going, and then you had commentator on the.
And the bad thing is. Watsy put this together, but the audio for it sucked major dick.
Well, of course. Like, that's always been the problem with Channel Fireball. Like, their video quality.
No, this wasn't Fireball. This was theirs. This is
WotC? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Come on, man. They're in charge of their now. They're e-sport.
Whatever. Sure, okay.
The one thing I noticed from, like, the couple of rounds that I did catch here and there was the way the desk sat with the players. They were actually covering their mouths while they were talking. To not leak out information to your opponent.
Jesus.
Like, they were
Christ.
Discussing with somebody on some, like, randomly, yeah. Either the commentators, they would have a moment in between rounds or something. And it just, like, they didn't have either the screens high enough to where they couldn't see each other's faces, but they wanted them to see each other. It's weird. But
it just sounds like WotC bit off more than they could chew this time, and next time won't be any better because that's WotC's track record.
Yeah, that's fair. Sounds that's right. Pretty fucking fair.
Yep. Well, as we said, the championship just happened, and Minguchi, Gucci Gang, won. So congratulations to you, sir, and hopefully you enjoy your brand new fucking supercomputer. Jesus Christ, man.
You know what? I can't complain, man. He's a great player. We watched his stream a couple of times here while we're recording Friday night Friday episodes. And you know he's interactive with his people that are on Twitch, Twitch, and you know he's decent. I mean, of course, Bubby looks at him like, ooh,
yeah, of course, Bubby wants that D. But yeah, Minguchi definitely is one of the better Magic players on the Pro League right now. So it's good. It's good to see that a good 1-1 versus someone else. Anyways.
Hey, all I know is if you've been keeping up on Twitter.
No, I do not have a Twitter.
LSV, someone by the name of Cedric, calls out LSV and goes, fuck you, LSV, on a tweet.
Nice.
Nothing else, just fuck you, LSV. Fuck you, LSV. And I'd have to fucking give a shout out to Seti right now. He was rushed to the hospital.
Oh, shit.
Everything seems to be fine. He is not trying to get 60 racks like said motherfucking other people.
No, bro,
out there.
No, he's
said he's a real man. He got his own racks.
No, he's going for the
and
triple
you know what
digits.
He was funny about it too. He, you know, he put it out there what was going on. He was laughed about the photo with it, funny as all hell. It literally ingrown hair on the ass. Problems ensued, infection happened.
Yeah,
got to get the little chop chop snip snip shaved. And
now he's gonna have a secondary hole in his ass.
So
you know what he should have done? He should have made a GoFundMe page. he should have made a GoFundMe page, and set the bar at 100 racks, and then as soon as he put it up there, under a different name, different account, donate 100 racks to himself and make it look like someone donated to him. Or to have a whole team donate like thousands of dollars to him, not give anyone a chance to actually be able to donate.
Something about the league and what we're thinking about doing with the league. So, we're thinking about donating the money to a charity.
Oh, damn.
So
okay, I like that idea.
Yeah, we're gonna charge buy people in. To play.
God, I've been gone for so long. Oh my god.
So yeah,
it's even worse too because like I don't even know when I'll be able to try and get a different shift so I can actually at least make it Fridays. Because
just relax for right now, man. It's nothing big. I mean, we still get four or six people there.
Yeah, but I'm not there. I don't give a fuck about everyone else besides you two. I'll talk about me.
I'm out now too.
You remember my boy Matt, the bass player that used to go to Autos all the time?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now he is back and he is playing EDH. He quit his job. He's now being a professional trainer.
Oh, okay.
Physical trainer, and he's going through physical therapy school. So now he's back and he's, oh man, he played Zada. Non-budget Zada.
Oh, Jesus. That's not fair.
Oh, no.
And, busted. Well,
maximum velocity times 100.
And he's all, yeah. So I'll be coming back on Friday night. So I'll build a $50 budget deck. I was all, sweet. Talked to Joel, and he's talking about building a budget deck, too.
That's going to be interesting to see Joel do one, just because he's never, like, not done anything half-assed.
I know.
He's always gone full in, like, I'm fucking going to kill you.
Yeah, he's going to go full tilt. And that's going to be great because having someone that serious and that good at playing Magic is going to...
That is true, yeah.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. In budget, he might meet his match with some of the other fucking...
That's fine. Yeah, we're definitely going to need a new one.
And of course, I twitch every time it starts doing that. Well, yeah. Like, what did I do?
Well, yeah, of course, because you're fucking over there.
Well, it is yeah, it was pretty good. We had me. I got Merv his Lord Windgrace finally, so you can get the Lord Windgrace that I got him.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he needs to be. He's all, can I just play the deck? I'm all, well, it costs $42 to buy the deck. Yeah, so yeah, you should be able to play in the $50 budget. He's all,
pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the rules. If you can prove you bought the cards for the price that they were when you bought them, then they're legal, even if they jump. The deck in holes 42. So even if the deck outside of it individually is over 50, that's not what that matters. You bought
it at retail at fucking $42 and some change.
Yep. So you can buy some fucking beat up Mana Crypts, you know, for $3.
If someone posted on TCG Player at fucking 50 cent,
I'd buy it.
All day long. Oh, it's damaged. It's got a bit in corner. Oh, it's missing a corner. Don't care.
My dog's came. My dog's teeth went through it. I'm like, is it
on the wall? Yeah, man, when Gio and them were posting up all those fucking, and Jesus Bane, all those Christ. Cards that was taking a jump, I was like, God, dude.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just fucking insane. Another insane price jump.
Just because of the spoilers for freaking Mythic
War of the Spark.
Everything's going on. So if you guys don't know, we're going to be talking about War of the Spark. We're also talking about a little bit of the Mythic Championship.
What? We're talking about War of the Spark.
Man,
there's no
Gucci
way.
Man.
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci
beat,
Gang.
Beat Peter...
Peter
Glogowski.
Was it a clean sweep 2-0?
Probably not.
Probably not. I wouldn't expect it at that level. Not at that height.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's happened a couple times.
Which, you're obviously wrong, because Mangucci went straight 2-0.
Oh, shit.
So it states right here.
Fucking destroyed
in the
him.
Two head-to-head match throughout the winner's bracket, Mangucci lost a single game to Savage early on before going undefeated all the way to the finals upon arrival. Mangucci handed loser bracket winner Canister a swift loss, going 2-0 to claim the Magic the Gathering Invitational live on PAX East Showcase. I'd like to apologize. I stated that a non-Magic player was going to win this thing. But there again, there was in the top 16 a lot of non-Magic players.
Well, I mean, with MTG Arena pretty much being Hearthstone, but for Magic, Hearthstone players pretty much have, like, they're pretty much there. Like, they just have to learn the cards. And all you got to do is hop up on Twitch, watch some good players like Mangucci play a deck that he destroys people with, and then you play the same deck, and there you go. Which most likely was Is It Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So,
man.
Like, I'd like to give a shout out to Mangucci, man. He,
Gucci man.
You the man. You've proven you again. Are. You've done it in the Pro Tour. You've done it now.
He has now ascended above all else.
Hey, you know what? No taking away from Autumn and her win for the first inaugural fucking thing, but this was the first $1 million fucking purse.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
true.
Okay,
so this man won the first $1 million tournament.
Yeah. You can't take away the fact that Autumn did win the first.
Yeah, because she fucking mad dogged every motherfucker there.
I mean,
I showed it to these guys on fucking Friday. I bet. Look up Andre Ciccatello on your phone. One of the pictures looks just like.
Looks a lot like
Autumn Burchett's fucking stare that she was doing to Reed Duke.
Yeah, it's a bit dramatic. I recommend you guys Google it yourselves because I was scared how accurate that was. it's disturbing.
Oh man!
Oh shit!
Yeah.
If you guys want to know about Andre Ciccatello, listen to the last episode. I go into a little in depth on what he was.
That's good shit.
Yeah, Fuck.
Serial killer, yeah. But,
child serial killer child from serial Russia.
Killer. Cool.
50 plus kids.
Well, it's easier to kill a kid than it is an adult, so I'll give him props for it.
Over the course of 20 years.
Did he like sexually assault him? Or he yes. Just, oh, damn. Okay, maybe not.
It was not discriminative. It was boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeesh.
Okay.
Yeeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chills.
All right, guys. We could talk about that shit all day long. You know, that's that should be another podcast. But
That is another podcast.
Yeah, if you guys want to go check out another podcast, our boys Brandon and Sean have a lovely podcast called Garbage Day. They review and talk shit about B movies and also shitty, trashy movies.
Yeah, so if you don't know what we're talking about, go watch Birdemic or Rubber. Or
any of those, man.
Star
Poultrygeist.
Wars 1, 2, and 3.
Or, yeah, Poultrygeist.
Or Poultrygeist.
Doll Man. Doll Man versus Demonic Toys. Go check out some of these movies, man. Oh, Kung Fury. You'll see shit
man. Hold on. Back it up, bro.
Kung Fury is fucking badass movie, dude.
Better back the
Thor
fuck
comes
up.
Down. Fucking power of the fucking gods. Sitting. Yeah, dude, it's a badass movie.
Oh, Kung Fury was the shit, okay? But the other ones, yeah, those are all garbage.
Go check out our boys' podcast, man. I'll put a link in it down in the description. Yeah, let's get on with the spoilers here. So
we have a War of the Spark spoilers. It's dropping May 3rd, I believe, is what it said. So, or coming April 29th. So April, I guess. But anyways, so in this set will probably be the last Gatewatch or Planeswalker-centered set of the story. Because the Planeswalker era is ending, hopefully. And this will be it. So Nicol Bolas is fighting the Gatewatch for the last time, hopefully. And it's going to be brutal. We get a total of 36, 7 Planeswalkers.
We called it, man. We said there was going to be 37.
There was no way they were not going to print a 37.
And there was no way in hell Tezzeret was not going to be in this fucking fight.
Tezzeret, the man who brought the gate, or not the gate, he brought the, what did he steal? He stole
the portal?
I think it was the portal.
Extraplanar portal?
No. It wasn't extraplanar portal. The gate. It was a gate. He did steal a gate. What
you
gate
bring it up, man. You should know.
I know. God damn, but we were just talking about this, too.
I know he stole a portal. I just didn't know it was called a gate.
But did he steal Azor's gateway?
Yes.
Yes, he stole Azor's Gateway, which is how they got all the Planeswalkers into one location, sucking them all in, you know.
I completely forgot that was a card.
Yeah, right, because it's so bad.
The card's garbage. What's garbage? Drew's fucking gate EDH deck.
Yes.
No, he beat us with it.
Did he really?
Oh yeah. Because why? Merv decided to get rid of all my you know, I was doing nothing. I wasn't picking on him, nothing. As soon as I get 3 walls on my fucking field for Arcades, right? What does he do? He targets me.
To be fair, you didn't just play walls, okay? You weren't just, you know, Mr. Donald Trump over here. you weren't the MAGA man himself. You over here went something worse. You over here were like, you know what? This is the United States of America border. Not only am I going to build this motherfucking wall, but I'm going to tax the shit out of my own people. To help build this wall.
I put the embargo in that motherfucker.
Exactly.
I put all that shit.
Exactly. So when you start building the fucking wall, you're going to have a beaner try and destroy it. Okay? And that's what he did.
Guys, it's simple. Just go under the wall. You just got to dig a hole. Just go right under.
Getting rid of my shit left Drew open literally to get what he needed.
Well, when you're playing Gates, like all you got to do is like...
Because once he started attacking me, I was like, man, you know what? Fuck you, Merv. Fuck you. Oh, you got a creature there? Destroy it. Get rid of it.
You know how you win with a gate deck in budget? You just Diabolic Revelation for 7. And you win the game.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No, sorry. You Diabolic Revelation for 5 and you win the game.
Guaranteed. He did.
That's how you win.
He's running Sliver Queen for his...
I don't care what he has. Like, literally, that's how you win the game with a budget... gate deck against other budget decks. You Diabolic Revelation for 5 and you win the game.
That and fog effects, man. Jesus.
That and fog effects. But,
Trouble fog.
Holy day.
So good.
Yeah. But yeah,
yeah. So, let's get back on with the.
yeah, so we have War of the Spark spoilers because everyone's talking about it because it's the hottest shit today because Mod Horizons.
If you guys listened to the last episode, man, and I know you did, Johnny Pride Mage is back. I'm happy for this fucking card. I loved it.
Honestly, I'm not just because he got a reprint in Core 19, so it's, I'm just like...
Too soon?
Yeah, I'm just like, y'all, we don't need this. Like, it's cool that he's here because he has a new picture. He looks badass. Looks like he got pretty swole, you know, over the months.
He's swole and he's fighting through a horde of the... not the undead, but the
army.
The army.
Yeah, the army. We'll get to that later.
Here circle to that in a minute.
But so it's pretty cool. Actually, you know what? Planeswalker is kind of... Conjured replica. Actually, his text is kind of cool. Or his flavor text. But yeah, so it's kind of cool to see him there. He's like one of the first. I think he's the first reprint for us to see right now.
Jesus. Yeah, there's going to be a few.
I mean, there's going to be a few, but he's like the first like reprint. I know. I think they posted another one, but I don't know if that was
from. Well,
like,
yeah, Augur Bolas.
Yeah, Augur Bolas is what it is. Augur Bolas and Pride Mate, yeah. I'm happier to see Augur than I am Pride Mate, but I still think they're both shitty cards.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, but yeah. So this set has 36 planeswalkers, which every single pack.
Oh, let's just put 37. We are not going to go over every fucking single card list. You want to see that shit? Go on fucking YouTube and watch fucking Dev talk about it, Lion talk about it, Unsleeved Media talk about it, all those assholes. We're gonna go over the ones that we like.
And of course, and if you already
know, it's that simple.
Yeah, if you already know or have already guessed it, there's going to be one plans that we're going to talk about specifically because he's the best. But until we get to him, the first off we'll have to talk about obviously is Tezzeret because Tezzeret's OG guy's a fucking
hell yeah, man. He's a six drop, one black, one blue, four colorless, five loyalty. What else is he?
He's static effect. Oh yeah, by the way. Just a little into it. All planeswalkers in this set have a static effect. So as long as they're in play, they have an effect outside of their loyalty that is in effect that stays in effect. So Tezzeret is creatures and artifacts you control have affinity for artifacts.
And planeswalkers, creatures and planeswalkers creatures have and affinity planeswalkers for artifacts. For artifacts, yes.
God, so creatures and planeswalkers have affinity.
Oh, Ramos is being reworked.
Yeah, but yeah. So he has. So also, just in case you guys aren't aware, mythic. Planeswalkers will have three abilities, like standard mythic planeswalkers will. Rare planeswalkers will have two, and uncommons. And
that uncommon sweet spot is going to have one.
But all planeswalkers, all of them will have a static effect until one gets printed that doesn't, which would be really weird. But so far, all of them do. So expect them to all have one static effect, and uncommons have one ability, rares have two abilities, and
mythics has three.
Yeah, so Tezzeret being a mythic. Has a plus two. He deals X damage to each opponent with X number of artifacts you control, and then you gain X life. That's a plus two. His minus three, return target artifact card from your graveyard to your hand. So it's kind of
Yeah, that one's no.
It's utility. That's all it is.
His ultimate at eight is exile the top 10 cards of your library, put all artifact cards from among them onto the battlefield.
Yeah, the artifact version of. All the what's the enchantment card I'm trying to think of? Returns all enchantments.
Open the vaults.
Open the vaults.
Open the vaults gets artifacts to replenish.
Yeah,
replenish.
Open the vaults brings back everything.
I was gonna say Scrap Mastery exists. It's living death, but for artifacts.
Yeah, it's amongst that realm of things, and it's yeah.
So it's pretty decent. It's just the fact that his plus two does what it does.
Yeah.
Plus ridiculous. Two. Hey, Johnny, I like that lightning helix. It took me a while to master it, but I got it.
Each opponent.
Since Tony brought up that card, I want to bring up Interplanar Beacon. It's an uncommon.
It's a land.
And whenever you cast a planeswalker, you take one life. You take one life.
I was like, whoa.
You gain one life.
I was like, damn. It's like
drain one game.
So
one,
it taps for colorless, but it has a lovely ability. You pay one colorless, tap it, add two mana of different colors, spend this mana only to cast planeswalker spells.
I was going to say, I was like, if that first ability said take one damage, it's because of that second effect.
Yeah.
There's another land that does the same thing, but it does creatures, right?
There's a lot of other cards out there. I mean, dude, I really like that land.
I can tell.
Because I'm looking at Super Friends now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've always wanted to build Super Friends, so now to give you a land that does it too. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a fucking land that does creatures like that. Or either like it puts, oh no, it, you use a mana for multicolored creatures opposed to plus one counter, that's what I'm thinking of.
Right, I believe so, that's commander card, yeah.
What's the next card?
Should we go to the
whatever you want to bring
biggest
up,
conversation topic?
Whatever you want to go for.
The man, the myth, the legend, the red beast, the devil himself.
That's Tybalt? Right, man. Tybalt is back, man.
Tybalt is back.
Rikishi.
Rikishi.
Rikishi instigator.
Instigator. Tybalt. He's a 3-drop, 5 loyalty, 2 colorless red.
Hey, speaking of which, man, he is just one more powerful now than he was when he was a 2-drop.
Right.
So now he's actually fucking powerful.
Yeah, he's got to get somewhere. His static ability, your opponents can't gain life, period. That's it. That's all. Just straight up. -2. Make a 1/1 red devil. The devil says if it dies, shoot for 1.
It's anything with red, I mean, doubling season, Panharmonicon.
Yeah, there's infinite possibilities
the double,
with that.
The extra triggers. I mean, come on, man. That's.
Tybalt. I'm just Tybalt
just
going,
got better. You know why? Yeah, he's an uncommon. He's not going to be that expensive.
And his foil won't be that expensive.
And for everybody, all of us that are running budgets right now,
that's a great card because, I mean, the static ability alone.
Yeah.
Can't gain life. Standard.
If you're playing
that's
red
a sideboard
and you
of
don't
red.
Fucking play this card, then you're a fucking idiot because, oh, anybody with white, oh, you're going to gain fucking life. Black, you're going to gain
goddamn angels
life.
In the... Yeah, I'm
like,
sorry.
I like how we made a little spotlight for Pride Mate and then Tybalt's like, no, fuck that card.
Yes, exactly.
You can't gain life, fuck so he stays a 2/2. He's out dealing Shinu and shit. He's going to stay there and be a little kitty pussy like he is.
Exactly. The next one, man, we Arlen Cord. She's back. She's mono green. She's fucking shit. Here's the worst thing about her, man. She's a 6-drop, 7 loyalty, green creature. Each creature you control that's a wolf or a werewolf enters the battlefield with an additional +1 counter on it. That's great in tribal decks.
I mean,
there's going to be... Well, you remember I had the werewolf fucking...
Yeah, it was shit.
Yeah, it was shit. But this is just one more anthem. I mean, it's just like all the fucking zombies and vampire lists.
True.
It's just one more fucking anthem. But her -2 ability, create a 2/2 wolf creature token.
Yes.
I'd rather see a werewolf.
Well, I mean, like, I was talking to Park a lot about it right before we started, and... It's weird that they made Arlen Cord make 2/2s, yet she has there's a card that exists called Arlen's Wolf. It's right next to her on this list. That's a 3-drop 3/2 that can't be blocked by creatures with power 2 or less. So they made a wolf that's her wolf be better than the wolves that the Planeswalker can create.
Yeah, that's it's strange.
That's really
yeah, because Arlen's Wolf comes in if she's on the field. It's now a 4/3. If she creates a wolf, that wolf comes in as a 3/3.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad synergy just between herself, like most of these planeswalkers. It's just like it doesn't make any sense. Like she just made a 2-drop 2/2 Arlen Wolf like without ability. Like might as well just fucking made it look pleasing, but whatever. Let's see. The next one we can talk about is the Gorgon herself.
I don't like how they downgraded her, man.
I don't either, but I told Parking Lot, I told them, I said it out loud, I said it was going to be hybrid mana planeswalkers. I fucking called it. Roska's it. She's here. She's now. She is 4 mana, 2 hybrid black or green mana, and 2 colorless for a 5 loyalty planeswalker that reads her static effect. Whenever a creature you control with death touch deals damage to a player or planeswalker, it gets a +1/+1 counter on it. And her -2 creates a 1/1 black assassin with death touch that has the best ability in the world. When it does damage to a planeswalker, the planeswalker dies. Hands down. That's
yeah.
It.
Then
done.
Well, obviously, a lot of these uncommon planeswalkers have a familiar or a pet or a creature that goes with it. So she has Vraska's finisher.
Pretty much.
She has it's 1 black, 2 colorless, 3/2. Gorgon Assassin. When finisher enters the battlefield, destroy target creature or planeswalker an opponent controls that was dealt damage this turn.
Yeah, that's...
Mm. So... All you gotta do is just ping it for fucking one and then drop her and go, yeah. Huh,
die. So, like, Rakdos Burn or whatever, Red Black, whatever, or Red with Black in it, now has, like, a cyborg card against Planeswalkers now.
Yeah, which is good because, oh, my Goblin, like, I can sack it really quick, do 1 point of damage to your freaking Planeswalker. Oh, I'm gonna play this.
Play this, kill it.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Done.
So, great synergy with the Red. Great synergy with just Vraska's thing entirely. The kind of downside to her is, like, she can only destroy the Planeswalker that was dealt damage. So, like, Red obviously has an advantage, but, like attacking, they have multiple Planeswalkers, and they don't let one get touched. You have only the choice to destroy the one that did get touched. It kind of does suck. But at the same time, just being able to play 3-mana 3/2, that just says die.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. It's like, bleh. But yeah, it's pretty cool, I'm not going to lie.
Well, next up in my mind, Nekusar's new best friend, Obnixilus the Hate Twisted.
Yeah.
5/3 colorless double black. Static ability is whenever an opponent draws a card, Obnixilus deals 1 damage to that player. -2, destroy target creature. Its controller draws 2 cards.
I did read that last effect. Oh my god.
I'm going to do this so much on my own fucking shit.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
On my token generation? Oh, I'm just going to... I won't draw 2 cards.
I like it for Nekusar, and that could be... You know, it's a little splash, and Nekusar is known for wheels and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, that's just simply dumb. Like, hey, yeah, that's why not? Funny. Dink. But instead of having a creature, he has a spell.
Yeah, he has Obnixilus...
Cruelty.
Cruelty.
Strictly worse, dismember.
One black, 2 colorless, instant spell. Target creature gets -5 until end of turn, -5. If that creature would die this turn, exile instead.
Now, it being a worse dismember is kind of hard to say.
The reason why is because dismember has hybrid mana.
Phyrexian mana.
Phyrexian mana. Yeah, you can pay 2 life per black instead.
Yeah, and then only 1 colorless.
But here's the twist that I'm going to throw out there. Obnixilus Cruelty is a common. It is pauper removal.
True. That exiles
instead. Takes care of big proper problems, especially against mono blue.
Well, it's not just that.
Just got to throw that out.
Oh, yeah, it's like Delver. I'm going to get rid of Delver.
Yeah, get rid of Delver exile. Even if it's flipped. Yeah. Like, that's ridiculous.
It's not only that, but one of the best pauper decks has that fucking black enchantment. You sack it, you discard a dude to return a dude to your hand.
A blue it?
Yeah.
A blue?
Yeah, so.
A blue.
Oblé.
Or as we used to call it back in the day, omelet.
Omelet. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Now we didn't go over Tybalt's fucking creature, but I really don't care about those creatures.
But Tybalt's, we have Liliana. She's back. Liliana, Dreadhorde General. She's a 6/6 loyalty bitch with 3 abilities. Ugh. Her static ability is whenever a creature you control dies, draw a card.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful. No, it says creature. Includes tokens.
Yeah. A creature you control. A creature.
Great.
So her +1 ability is create a 2/2 zombie creature token.
Now, I'm going to spoil something real quick, and we'll go over it right after. I'm kind of sad to see that she doesn't make an army creature token.
Well, yeah. We'll discuss that here with her the card that's next to it. Her -4 is each player sacks 2 creatures.
Yes.
Which...
It's pretty good.
That's fucking great removal, dude. I mean, drop her. She's at 2. She's at 6 loyalty. -4. She still has 2 loyalty there. Yeah. Fucking get rid of 2 creatures.
And that's the synergy part with her own ability. Because it says each player. So you have to sack creatures too. But when you sack a creature and she's in play, you draw cards. So.
Yeah. Her -9 ultimate is each opponent chooses a permanent they control of each permanent type and sacrifices the rest.
It's a big wipe.
It is.
That's a huge fucking wipe, dude.
That's a fucking... That's a game restarter. Yeah, it's a game restarter. That's just... Jesus.
So it's Nevril's Disc on...
No, I wouldn't say Nevril. No, there's... What's it called? There's... What's that red-white spell? Razia's Purification? It's the same thing, except for it does two instead of one. You get two.
You get two. It was like two of each or something.
Yeah, two non-land permanents, sack the rest or something like that.
So okay, so
that's pretty cool.
Now we have Herald of the Dread Horde. It's a 4-drop, 1-black, 3-colorless zombie warrior that's a 3/2. When Herald of the Dread Horde dies, amass 2.
Yep, and as I said with Lily, it's kind of sad her synergy isn't she doesn't make an army token because amass is one of the new abilities. Is one of the new abilities portrayed, which is put 2 or put X +1/+1 counters, where X is the number next to the amass keyword, counters on an army you control. Now, it's going to make sense in a second. If you don't control one, create a 0/0 black zombie army creature token first.
Yeah.
So any keyword that says army is referring to the 0/0 creature tokens that are made usually by the
amass abilities. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that they made a new creature type called army.
Yeah, see, hearing it back a couple of times now, it's either going to create you a single token,
which is or not it's going to make a army.
Super target.
Are we the United States Army? One man army.
One man army.
The undead army.
The undead army. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we don't have a lot of cards right now that affect it, but unfortunately, like, the ones that are out already only target one creature. Army creature.
And well, the thing is, they have what is it? Dread Horde Invasion, which is one black, one colorless enchantment. At the beginning of your upkeep, you lose one life and you amass one.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then whenever a zombie token you control with power 6 or greater attacks, it gains lifelink until the end of turn. So it's really interesting. It's like Bitter Blossom, but they try to make it better.
I'm liking it. A lot of these spells are not rares. Some of these are commons and uncommons. Dread Horde Invasion is a rare. Yeah. The next one is Bolas's Citadel.
Oh god.
There's something I'm gonna get to that.
People have already fucking broke that card already.
So it's a 6-drop, 3-black, 3-colorless legendary artifact.
Oh.
You may look at the top card of your library at any time. You may play the top card of your library. If you cast a spell, what was it?
If you cast that a spell this way, you can pay life instead of paying its mana cost.
Yeah.
Oh. And then tap it, sack 10 non-land permanents. Each opponent loses 10 life.
Oh.
Now let me step it up a little bit.
Go for
There's already a card in Standard known as Awaken the Erstwhile. It's a junk rare that says each player discards all cards in the hands, creates that many.
What says it out of?
This is the Ravnica Allegiance.
Yeah.
Everybody discards their hands. They get that many 2/2 zombies.
Out there, I'm going to tell you, if you want some penny stocks, man, go out and pick up a couple of play sets of that and pop them off to the side because they might jump up.
They possibly
Foils
could.
Are sitting at a buck.
Yeah.
And they're already starting to creep because the high, for some reason, has jumped to $75. Somebody,
yeah,
somebody is thinking the same thing,
yeah,
and is trying to push the subject.
Well, of course, I mean, like Lich's Mastery came out, and everyone thought it was garbage, and then some guy made a Mardu deck on it, 5-0'd online, and then like went to a major tournament and did pretty well with it. So this is pretty much the same thing. The fact that what makes it so good is the Sphinx of Draw Isle. If you guys remember that card, look it up. But it used to be the most annoying Magic card in Standard.
Fucking card was so good, dude.
Because you do not have to announce you're looking at the top card of your deck. Let me make that clear. You don't have to announce it to your opponent. You're looking at it. You don't have to say in response, I'm going to look at the top card of my deck. You just look at it. You can have it up and look at it the entire time at any point in the game. But that slowed the game down so fucking much. It got annoying and ridiculous. The fact is that Bolas of Citadel turned every card in Standard into Phyrexian mana. WotC knew they made a mistake in making Phyrexian mana. So they're like, you know, guys, we're going to make one card that does that. But instead of actually putting Phyrexian mana on cards, we're going to make a card that does that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. Yeah. There you go.
And now let me circle this all back. You've got that Erstwhile, and you have Lily. Creatures die, draw a card. You use the Citadel. Now you have all sack 10 zombies. Now you have full grip of cards. Start paying more life yet again. Start casting more shit. There's a whole deck circling right there alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, especially if you have EDH. I mean, you start off with 40 fucking life, dude. You start off with 40 life. You can, if you can get the cards out there.
No. You guys think too hard. That's the reason why I'm here. Let me name two cards for you real quick, and let me see if you figure it out. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Age of Flux Reservoir.
Oh, yeah.
And Sensei's Divining Top. You figured out yet?
No. He's looking at Dingle on the couch.
I hope you did, because there you go. There you go. Like I said, someone already broke it. As soon as this car got revealed, someone already came up with that. Already. As if like they were waiting.
Well, you can trigger this thing with anything that rearranges your deck.
No,
it's not the top card.
It's not even the rearranging part. It's literally the reason why that card it's busted is because you can pay one life to cast your top from the top.
Right. Yeah.
Activate top second effect to draw a card. Top goes back on top. It says you may cast cards.
Yep.
So you cast
forever.
Aetherflux Reservoir says you gain one life per each spell you cast this turn beyond the one you've cast already.
Life Game Storm.
So it's Life Game Storm. You just shoot your opponent for 50 as many times as you want. You don't make infinite mana. You just gain infinite life, and the Aetherflux Reservoir kills your opponent. Or you can Grape Shot him. Fucking care, but there you go. Like y'all thinking?
Oh no, because you put the 1,000-year storm in there, or
you could put 1,000-year storm there too, but do some stupid shit.
I mean, yeah.
It's fucking retarded. It's fucking retarded. Not only that, but Bolas Citadel, just to finish it off. Bolas Citadel doesn't say other non-land permanents. It says sacrifice 10 non-land permanents. You can sack it to itself, and the effect will still go off. So you can finish your opponent off with this card. Like, oh, you're at 9.
Lose 10.
Kill you. Lose 10. I don't even need to play to kill you anymore. Lose 10.
All right, now we're going to move to blue. So blue has a lovely card called Relentless Advance. It's a 1 blue, 3 colorless sorcery that is a mass 3.
Oh.
That's it. Just a mass 3.
Honestly, yeah, it's...
pretty straightforward.
It's
whatever.
But the card next to it is No Escape.
No Escape seems pretty...
No scary. Escape. It's a new counterspell. It's 1 blue, 2 colorless... instant spell. Counter target creature or planeswalker spell. If that spell is countered this way, exile it instead.
Scry one. Yep.
Now, fucking so good, dude.
Since we mentioned this card, I want to bring up a detail that has come up on some of these new cards. Some of you may have not seen them, but I want you to take a look. If you look down towards the bottom by the set number line, it says Spotlight Act 1. There is a reason behind this.
The reason why this is WotC is spoiling these cards.
In story order.
Yep.
Or trying to.
Trying to, yeah.
And then
now,
somebody leaks
does that
shit.
Mean, is it going to be like that on the card in the set?
Well, if...
Yes.
They've
never changed anything from what's been spoiled to... Once the physical card has come out for spoilers... versus what's printed. That's never changed.
Yeah, well, not only that, but if you haven't noticed, well, I'm pretty sure everyone's noticed, but if you haven't, WotC, when they started making these trailers for the upcoming sets.
Yeah, speaking of which, man, if you guys go out and see this nasty ass fucking trailer,
I mean,
put on the real fucking song in the background. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what song it is, but
when
put
you
the
hear
real
it,
one on.
When you hear it, just play the real one behind it. It sounds a lot better. But a lot of the cards that are printed in these sets have pictures, like snapshots of the cinematic trailers for the sets. So that one's not in the trailer, but there's not to say there might not be another trailer. But if you see that on a card, it means that will be a card
directly involved with the storyline.
Yeah.
No background character is going to have that. You know, a Johnny's Pride Mate doesn't have that.
No.
It's a background character. Yeah. No one cares.
What everyone was probably wondering is, what about Jace?
Well, Jace...
Is Jace still around? Is he going to live?
Hold on. Is this Jace or is this somebody else? I'm not sure.
I'll go for it, Park.
He is no longer Soy Boy Jace.
He's not Soy Boy Joyce. He's just...
Joyce?
He's no longer Soy Boy Jace. He's now just Laboratory Maniac. One
which colorless. Lab was a 6-drop, 7-drop?
Laboratory three Maniac drop. Was a 3-drop.
Okay. Well, he's a 6-drop. Oh, no, 4-drop.
No, he's a 4-drop.
I'm getting my drops.
One colorless, right. Triple blue. Right, that's kind of rough.
At least they made him hard to cast.
yeah, arguably. Static ability is, if you would draw a card while your library has no cards in it, you win the game instead.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Lab Man.
Yep.
It's the same damn thing.
If you don't, then it means you play casually, which I'm sorry.
He has a plus one, because he's rare, so he'll have two abilities. Plus one is target player puts the top two cards of their library into their graveyard, draw a card. That is also known as, I'm trying to think of the blue instant from Innistrad. That was used a lot.
Thought Scour.
It's literally Thought Scour. Minus eight, draw seven cards. Then, if your library has no cards in it, you win the game. Notice the little subtle difference between his static and his alt.
Yep, I was explaining this to, I was explaining to Parking Lot.
It blew my mind.
Yeah. Is if Jace is still in play and you draw no card, you draw a card with no deck, you win the game, right? His last ability states if you draw seven cards and there's none left, you win the game. So if you have exactly seven cards and you activate his alt, you win the game through his last ability. However, Jace is still in play. After you draw just six cards, you don't win from his last ability. You win from his static ability.
Yep.
Just to let you know, it doesn't really matter because you win either way.
I'm sorry for those of you guys that will be playing CEDH. You know those dredge mechanics and those.
Yes, it's yeah.
Mill myself with this motherfucker on the field.
Yes, because it says target player, so it is literally Thought Scour. It's target player, so you can hit yourself. Draw a card. It's bananas.
Fennec's Mill.
Yeah, that would this.
This would be fucking great one. So good because he just makes himself mill out.
Yeah, just mill himself instead of milling his opponents. So he has another win condition, just a different way of doing it.
As long as it's out in play.
Oh god,
It's a double win as long as he can just hold off.
Yeah, pretty much. But since we're on the topic of blue, we want to tell you guys about another ability that's in the set. So we have Flux Channeler, 1BLUE, 2COLORLESS, 2/2 human wizard. Whenever you cast a non-creature spell, proliferate.
The Phyrexians are back.
If you don't know what proliferate does, it means that you've lived in the nicest world imaginable.
Especially for magic.
Proliferate is an ability that reads... After proliferate is activated, select any number of targets with a counter, any type of counter, +1/+1, charge, loyalty. Fucking loyalty, poison, whatever, and increase it by one. So any target, as many targets. So you can target six things, including your opponent or his shit, and increase it by one. Doesn't decrease, but you can increase it. So you increase your opponent's poison, you increase your... All your planeswalkers loyalty, you increase +1/+1 counters, -1 counters, whatever. A counter can be increased.
For shitty magic players out there, feather counters, guys. Feather counters.
Vivid charge counters,
Divinity counters,
storage counters on those fucking shitty storage lands.
Vivid lands,
whatever you want.
Counter. They brought it back.
You know, the one thing I loved proliferate, but then I hated it. Was I had to carry 20 or 30 six-sided dice every fucking time I played because I was playing white-green.
Yeah.
And so I was handing out so many pluses on my fucking guys. Oh, so it's like, oh, they're all 23, 23s?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I'm going to swing.
Yeah, proliferate was a very cool ability. Unfortunately, during its time, a lot of spells were shitty. Like Tezzeret's Gambit was like one of the only good proliferate cards. Like Inoxpal Tide was the busted one if you get it online. Yeah. Throbbing Bird was like the only good creature. But proliferate was an insane ability during Infect and Poison.
Poison
when and Infect. Yeah, when that ability was still around. So it's cool. It's kind of broken to see it in a Planeswalker centered. Set. So it'll be pretty interesting.
Speaking of planeswalkers, we got another one that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about a Johnny, the gingerbread man. Mm. 1WH, 1GR, 2COLORLESS.
Good old
Johnny. He's got five loyalty counters on him. His first static ability, creatures you control have vigilance.
It's just busted.
Come on, man. It's just fucking broke, dog. Broken,
wow, he's a lord. He's just a lord.
It's probably the most broken static.
His plus one ability is you gain three life.
Three life.
Oh, no. Then his minus two, put a +1/+1 counter on each creature you control and a loyalty counter on each other planeswalker you control.
Oh my god.
And he basically had that same similar ability with his last version. Yeah. That last green white version.
His last green white version, yeah.
Also did that. I'm just going to state Abzan tokens and leave it be.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But
I'm looking at Super Friends.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
Even in standard, Super Friends.
You're playing green. Yeah. You're already going to play white. I mean,
there's going to be five color Super Friends in standard.
I mean, we have the Shocklands and we have Gates. Like we have all the.
We also have the artifact.
Chromatic Lantern.
Five color Super possible. Friends is gonna happen.
If it's possible. But speaking of Super Friends, we have to talk about the most OP Super Friend in existence. Tybalt. No, we already said that. if you haven't watched the trailer yet, or you don't know, if you can't tell, this last set.
Oh shit, boys. Mythic Spoilers is back up.
There we go,
finally. Oh, if you guys didn't know, man, we're recording this at like 8:30 on Sunday. And Mythic Spoilers has been down.
Mythic Spoilers has been down for probably a few hours now. So I was glad to see it back up. But we're set back in Amonkhet. So we got out of Amonkhet, went to Dominaria, and then we got out of Dominaria and went to somewhere else. Went back to Ravnica. Now we're back to Amonkhet for the final fight. Nicol Bolas is back in action, and Nicol Bolas is busted as ever because he has another form, and he's so unfair. Nicol Bolas is a 5-drop. 1 blue, 3 black, 1 red.
Wow.
Yeah. He has... I don't know what his loyalty is because I'm not looking at him right now. I don't know his effects. But his stack effect is the most busted sass effect of them all.
Yeah, and Nicol Bolas, I love it. Especially for those Super Friend decks.
Nicol Bolas, Dragon God, has a static... has all loyalty abilities of all Planeswalkers on the battlefield. So he doesn't have all their static effects, but he has the ability to use all of their loyalty abilities, including his own 3. Plus 1, draw a card. Each opponent exiles a card from the hand or a permanent they control, so you get to choose. Minus 2, destroy target creature or planeswalker, because he's unfair. And minus 8, each opponent who doesn't control a legendary permanent loses the fucking game, flat out. Like that. You don't have a legendary creature, you die. You don't control a planeswalker, you die. You don't control legendary enchantment, legendary artifact, legendary land, you fucking die. End of story.
God fucking.
Here's the best thing about it. Did we talk about Ignite the Beacons? The white card that searches for 2 planeswalkers?
No, we haven't.
It is a nice 5-drop. It's a 1-white, 4 colorless instant spell. Search library for up to 2 planeswalker cards. Reveal them and put them in your hand. Then shuffle your library. So there is so much shenanigans with this fucking set. We haven't even gotten into certain other fucking cards that, you know, multicolored cards like Time Wipe.
Oh, Time Wipe. Time Wipe is the blue white player's like wet dream of board wipes. I'm talking about like Azorius Control back when Aetherling was the kill, was the win condition. Yes.
So the thing is I love this if this was a 4-drop instead of a 5-drop. Or, yeah, 5-drop. So it's 1 blue, 2 colorless, and 2 white. Mm-hmm. Sorcery, it's a sorcery speed. I wish it was a 4-drop, dude. Return a creature you control to its owner's hand. Then its last part is destroy all creatures.
Yep. So if you guys didn't play during the last Return to Ravnica, not the Return to Return, the first Return, Aetherling got reprinted. I don't think it was in that set, but it was in that time frame.
Oh, dude, we used to abuse the dog shit out of it. We'd do Jay of Day of Judgment, because it was out in core during that time frame. In response, we'd pay 1 blue.
And you'd blink.
And we'd blink
Aetherling.
Or we'd use like Restoration Angel or something like that. Pop him out,
get him out,
wipe board, the board, and have that motherfucker come back in the field.
So now they just printed this on this board wipe. I think was always theorized to be a board wipe before like 5 years ago. Like this was a board wipe.
Well, you gotta remember these sets were usually made 2 or 3 years in advance.
Yeah. But I'm talking about, like, players wanted this type of effect to exist way before this set probably was even conceived as a set, as an idea. Because being able to bounce your creatures, you want, because you, if you want a board wipe, it's because you're either losing the game or your opponent has a creature you can't target or kill normally, but you don't want to blow up your own board. So you're like, cool, I'm going to bounce my best creature to my hand, and I'm going to kill the whole board, and I'm going to recast my best creature.
So
I'm going to bounce Carnage Tyrant back to my hand, and then I'm going to kill the board, and I'm going to recast Carnage Tyrant.
Well, I know that I saw Niv-Mizzet.
Oh, Jesus, no, don't.
He's an uncommon.
Niv-Mizzet. Is Niv-Mizzet an uncommon? I don't think so.
I thought he was an uncommon.
Thought he was a mythic. I hope. If he's an uncommon, oh my god. I have to pull up that picture again real quick. Because
while you're pulling that up, we can talk about Invade the City, which is one red, one blue, one colorless sorcery speed. It has a mass X, where X is the number of instants and sorcery cards in your graveyard.
And a mass is that army token, or just make one your one army token that you got a little bit bigger. Or in the case of control decks, a hell of a lot bigger. Like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
But hold on. Before you get to that one, we're going to bring up Tybalt's Rager.
Rager.
Okay. Remember, we're all over the fucking place, man. All the cards we're just looking at. Tybalt's Rager deals one damage to any target. So we're talking about those things that, you do damage to this target? You exile that said Planeswalker? Yeah. Mm. This is the asshole to do it with. Mm-hmm. For one red, one colorless, you get a 1/2. Now you can pay one red, one colorless for his second ability, and you get +2/+0 until end of turn.
It pretty much has OP fire breathing.
Yeah.
They brought back fire breathing.
Yeah, we gave it an interesting version of fire breathing.
Yeah,
I like it.
A better version. But yeah, but he had mentioned Niv-Mizzet. Niv-Mizzet is a mythic. Niv-Mizzet has never been an uncommon.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, okay, he's a mythic. I thought he was an uncommon.
Yeah, no, he is a mythic. It is Niv-Mizzet Reborn. Now, if you thought Perun was busted, Perun is busted. I think Perun's probably a better version of Niv-Mizzet. However, for all you Commander players out there who love EDH, who love Commander, Niv-Mizzet is a five-color dragon. He's all five colors, baby. Wooburg Supreme. He is legendary creature, dragon avatar.
So hold on a minute. Niv is now five?
He is now five colors. I think he deserves to be five colors.
Yeah. Wooburg. Okay, go ahead. I want to know. I haven't fully seen. I just saw part of the card.
Yeah, unfortunately, before right as Mythic Spoiler got shut down, someone posted a really low res picture of a lot of Planeswalkers and stuff that already spoiled. Niv-Mizzet was one of them. He's a 6/6 for 5, so he's like a standard Wooburg creature. When Niv-Mizzet Reborn enters the battlefield, exile the top 10 cards of your library. For each color pair, you may add a card that you exile, or you may cast a card. It's either caster, caster.
It's caster free for each guild pact.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, for each color, for each color pair, choose a card that's exactly those colors from among them. Put those cards into your hand and the rest on the bottom in any order, in a random order.
Oh,
so into your hand. So it's Conflux, kind of the shitty version of Conflux.
It encourages multicolor play. This encourages, Planeswalker Tribal. Five color.
Earl, if you want to play Super Friends, there's your guy.
There's your new commander there.
It's going to add every multicolored Planeswalker.
Shit, I was thinking, yeah, I could play him and then have Bolas in the main deck.
You could. Or you could play Ramos and have him in the main deck. He automatically lets you pop off Ramos.
Oh, shit. Oh, God, no.
Yes.
If you popped Ramos, you cast him for 5 of the 10 mana you use from Ramos. So.
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch. Yep. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Also, remember, Earl Grey, do you have Rings of Bright Hearth? Okay, good. Remember, that's an activated ability to use Ramos, so you can make 20 mana with rings. for the low price of 2 colorless, you can make 20 mana 4 of each color.
Yeah, GG's. I scoop pace.
Yeah, so that is Niv-Mizzet Reborn. There's also another card that got printed. It's really hard to fucking read though, even with that. Like, that shit's low res as fuck. I think someone actually put in the chat.
What I know card that was. Dolvin Bane's got a card.
Yeah, I think he might.
Yeah, because he had a spell that was already spoiled.
So he's got a spell, but it's gonna be one of the promos for the month of when this is released. So you know his ass is going to be in this. Then there's also this thing called widespread brutality.
Mm.
Two red, one black, one colorless sorcery. Amass two. Then the army you amass deals damage equal to its power to each non-army creature.
Yeah, widespread. That card is fucking OP.
I mean, amass two. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. You know, you bring out a creature with +2/+2.
Yeah, that's... That's just, minimum, though.
It's just the fact that you have the choice I don't think a mass is a choice, is it?
No.
Mass is you have to make an army creature bigger if you don't have one, you make one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so that card kind of does suck now. Now I think about it.
Yeah, a mass is kind of an iffy. I wish you had the option. I think would have been better.
If you had the option, or if, like, for every one of a mass, you can make a dude put a +1/+1. Like, you get to choose. Like, you can distribute +1/+1s among that many army.
Or just make that many.
Which kind of sucks, but... So it's really hard. I can't find it. So I don't know what the fucking name of this card is, but it's something Apex Hybrid. I don't know what the fuck. Like Rolnuk or something like that. I think it's Rolnuk or something like that.
Oh, that's that fucking... He's in the Commander decks. He's the one with the face shield. The blue black
shield,
or Simic.
Yeah, he's Simic. Yeah, but I don't know what the card is called. But it's something Apex Hybrid. It's two colors, two green and blue. Legendary human mutant for 4/5 flying trample. Manages the battlefield. Put +2/+2 counters on another target creature you control, and when Jesus Christ proliferate, then proliferate again. That's all I know. It says something proliferate.
Oh, it's got double proliferate.
Double proliferate.
Oh no.
I think it says dies.
Whenever something dies. Oh,
I'll sack the dog shit out of
it. I think it might be whenever creature dies. No, this isn't whenever creature dies. I think it's whenever it dies. Proliferate, then proliferate again.
All day long.
I think where I saw it on Facebook, someone had put in the post in the comments what that card does, but it'll be a fucking bitch to try and find it again. But yeah, so we have a double proliferate card, if you can believe it. It's fucking absurd. Actually, Mythic Spoilers is up, right? Maybe it has a
card. It's not on there. I'm already looking on.
God damn it, Mythic
Spoilers. It's back up, but it's not up to date.
It's just, yeah.
They're fucking dead. They're working on it.
If we give it another hour, man, they'll be up and running.
Guarantee you as soon as we...
I don't know, gentlemen.
It'll be up.
Is it worth buying?
You know, I think we're in the moment right now where it's really
hyped. Well, you know
how
I always get hyped about fucking saying, I'm just going to buy a case. And I look back at it and I go, why did I do it?
Why?
But I look at it, there's 36 packs.
Mm-hmm.
That's 36 planeswalkers.
There's
over
36
half.
Fucking, there's going to be a planeswalker in each fucking pack. There's 6 boxes in a fucking case.
I'm on the fence, I'll buy a box. Just to get the box topper. Just to get Tezzeret. That's where I'm at.
I'm gonna buy a pack.
Buy a pack. Get the weird glitch and they printed it accidentally. Oops. He's just in the back.
I get the box topper.
What about this, guys? How about this? We give a fat pack away for once this new set comes out.
Jesus, they still fucking make fat packs?
Oh my God. They still do.
They called the bundles because
we'll talk to the guys about getting a giveaway. We're going to give a fat pack away. I'm on the hype train. I like it. They needed something like this again, you know, especially now. And of course, at the end of this War of the Spark, planeswalkers are going to be revamped.
If there is even any more.
I was hoping that, you know, Jace was going to get killed, but from the way it looks, baby Lily...
looks like Lily dies.
She gets, I hate to say it, Infinity Gauntlet? does the snap?
Thanos snaps.
No, Bola snaps.
Bola snapped.
Well, it's, I mean, if
you didn't know they were related.
Yeah, oh. Well, it's not that they're related, it's... Like lore wise, the reason why Lily has those marks on her is those are claw marks from Bolas. Bolas cursed her and goes, "You serve me as long as you do my bidding, you live. But as soon as you betray me, I can kill you whenever I want." And so, if you haven't seen the trailer, no spoilers. But it looks like Lily's getting dusted.
Yeah, because Gideon's getting his ass pummeled. Dak Faden's getting his heart ripped out.
I really hope that I kind of hope it's Dak Faden, just so we have a Dak Faden in the set. But if it's not Dak Faden,
well, he's one of the
36 in the stained glass mirror.
That is true. He is one. But
Ral Zarek also has a card. Can't read it yet, so that'll come around later.
Actually, no. I think one of the guys in the chat posted Ral's ability. Could have sworn someone in the chat posted what Ral's ability does.
Well, that makes sense. They're gonna have to kill off fucking Dak Faden if Ral Zarek's gonna be taking over a spot.
No, I don't have to kill. They don't have to kill him off because Ral's part of the Gatewatch, but Dak is, and Dak's still a thief, so he's just doing what he wants. Yeah, Ral's Storm Conduit. Whenever you cast or copy an instant or sorcery spell, deal 1 damage to target opponent or planeswalker. +2 scry 1, -2 when you cast your next instant or sorcery spell, copy it, and you may choose new targets. That's what Ral does.
Yeah.
And he costs blue, red, and 2 colors.
Is he an uncommon?
He's got 2 abilities, so he's a rare.
He's rare.
Wow. Wow.
The last card that's piquing my interest, Alchemist Refuge. Has a new friend.
Yeah.
Emergence Zone.
Emergence.
Taps for a colorless or 1 tap and sack it. You may cast spells this turn as though they had flash. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Wilderness Reclamation right now.
True.
At the end of my turn, untap everything. Let me just add in these random shit for you to deal with.
Yeah.
Or during your turn. I'm just going to end your turn. You know what? Screw it. Just here's some more planeswalkers for me to deal with.
You can cast anything, right?
Cast anything. It's not just one.
So they made a better
It's not
version.
Winding Canyons where it's a single creature, and it's not Alchemist Refuge where it's a single spell.
No. Correct yourself, bitch. Wilderness Canyons lets you flash in all creatures that you're able to cast for.
Alchemist Refuge, it's all creatures. Yeah. This is so it's strictly better.
Yeah, this is Winding Canyons' colorless cost, but Alchemist Refuge's ability. Because Alchemist Refuge lets you cast things at flash, so that they are instant speed, and Winding Canyons lets you do it colorlessly, but only for creatures. Yeah. So
it's bridging the barrier.
Insane.
And that's an uncommon.
Uncommon land.
Uncommon land.
Uncommon non-legendary land.
Yeah, this set's gonna be good. I'm just looking at it from EDH point of view. I do want some foils.
EDH. God, this is EDH heaven, bro. This is as if WotC had made a Modern Masters, but for EDH.
Hey, what it is since they gave everybody else a Master set.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody else got a Master set. This is our Master set.
Pretty much. Like, don't get
I thought Battle Bond was our Master set.
Fuck no. Not even fucking close.
Battle Bond was two-headed giants. Fucking master set, or was limited.
It was their experiment.
Yeah, it was limited master set. Because holy shit, that's just full of
the only thing good about Battle Bond was the fucking mana base.
Yeah, it was the lands.
It was the 5 lands. Yeah,
and it gave us new partner commanders. It can only be partner commanders with the partners their partners.
Which I wish they had the partner ability on other creatures where you can partner with other fucking creatures.
Yeah, if it was.
It's like banding, you know.
Kind of like
banding back
a looser, better, much better banding.
Is not better. Banding was way better as partner bullshit. Banding was way better.
Yeah, because I could ban with anything.
Yeah, banding was like horsemanship. Yeah, like they tried horsemanship with like intimidate or
horsemanship was great. Man.
There's many experiments that are trying to let's numb.
There was nothing like playing fucking horsemanship in my fucking mono blue deck and going, oh look, you can't fucking block him.
Yeah, they're like, you know what, guys, we can't give him horsemanship, but you know what we can do? Just give him back flanking one more time on a very shitty commander, but we'll give it flanking.
Yeah,
people want flanking, but we're gonna go back to Lorwyn, so we're probably flanking back anyways.
All right, guys. We have a Patreon. We have 1 in $5 tiers. If you want a specialty tier where, you know...
If you want anything.
You want to call up somebody or...
You want one of us to call you. You want to talk to us specifically.
We will gladly contact you.
You want certain rules set. Which, come on now.
We had a gentleman, Mr. Bain, decided to... Mr. Columbine decided to do his $10, and he likes, you know what? Well, you know, he barely missed the fucking mythic.
I know. Arena.
So, you know,
has he decided what day he wants? Like what day of the week?
Not yet. He's still thinking about it.
I think he's holding off till the full crew is back together.
That makes sense.
So a little bit longer.
That's fine. Just as long as we know what day, so I can.
He can take it off.
Yeah, so I can be
take the day off work. Yeah. Hell, yeah, I might need to. Yeah.
Well, like I said,
I'm on it all day long, so you can all eat a dick.
Well, I look at it every day. I don't actively post on. Like I've posted the last 2 days or whatever. A couple times.
Because some of the spoilers were like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, some of the spoilers or whatever, or like the weird messenger thing where we can't post our episodes on there. It doesn't work. The links don't work. But if you actually go and listen to it, it works. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
we also have Facebook. We have Instagram. We also have that shitty thing called Twitter.
Oh God.
The cesspool of fucking magic community.
I honestly downloaded Twitter and I was gonna make an account, and then like we had that episode where like it was nothing but shit, like white knighting everywhere, and I was like, nope, instantly uninstalled. Fuck this shit.
Yeah,
I can't do it. Like,
yeah, I still have access to the main account. I'm just like, yeah, 2-3 minutes in, nope, I'm out. Yeah, fuck this. I can't do it.
Can't do it. I have the Reddit app now, and I have. Some of the magic
dude, I have that on there, and dude, the Reddit's just as fucking bad, dude.
Yeah, some of the Reddit posts are just really bad. I'm just like, I can't do this. Like, this is fucking gross. Like, we're degenerates, and it's just that's a level where we're not even wanting to be a part of. It's just that bad. Like, it's nasty.
So, guys,
go check out our Patreon. Go check out our social media.
Yep, this is Earl Grey.
This is Mr. Worldwide Dolly
Parking Lot.
Biffo will be back soon. So, Biffo, all I gotta say is,
I miss you, Biffo.
Hashtag value, Biffo. Infinite value, Biffo.
Hashtag true value, Biffo.
We'll see you in the next one.
Later.
Bye. Cash, I'ma have to charge, spend my rent money on some magic cards.